Hey guys, a quick word from our new sponsor. I want to tell you about the newest company joining the Hash Sports family, and we're stoked about it. We've partnered with DestinationDraft.com, who have helped facilitate easy draft for fantasy sports, no matter the sport. Golf, baseball, or even if you want to get prepared for next year's football, these are the guys. We wouldn't have a sponsor we didn't believe in, and let me tell you what, we believe in these guys. Not only do they have all the accessories you may need to help streamline your fantasy draft for the upcoming seasons, but they also have hilarious merch to help you show off your fandom of your favorite teams. That means even guys like Pierce can get witty Rockies gear since he's the newest member of the bandwagon, as well as get all the necessary gear for his smoothly hosted fantasy baseball draft this year. So go over to DestinationDraft.com and check out how they can help you out as well. That's DestinationDraft.com. Again, that's DestinationDraft.com. Thanks again, guys, for your support and supplying the beer for the week. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Loud and Obnoxious Weeks 26, 27? I'm not exactly sure.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit? We do want to say we're sorry. We left y'all hanging last week. We had technical difficulties, so the episode was not able to load, but we're glad to have you back this week. We're going to touch on the Olympics because y'all didn't get to hear us talk about it last week, as well as we're going to talk about the big elephant in the locker room in Starkville. From there, we're probably going to continue.
Yeah, because everybody cares about college baseball.
Yeah, it's not that relevant. It's more interesting. Right, yeah. Well, he was trending in Denver this morning, so we will get into Andy Canizero and how he can't keep his dick to himself.
Everyone loves a good cheating scandal.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what you coach. You can coach female lacrosse.
Cheaters!
I'm still going to be a fan of it. But after that, we'll also talk a little bit about Louisville. As we know, that's another little cheating scandal. And then after that, we're going to go talk balls deep
about the cheating.
Well, that we know of. Louisville had their issues with the hookers in the past. And then we'll go into, we're going to go Winter Olympics. Let y'all know we're a little disappointed with how the Americans have shown up, especially since we've tried to give them as many tips as possible.
Do you think they know that the games have started yet, Skip?
I feel it's only our X Games snowboarders are the only ones that have gotten there.
That's what we can give them credit for, is showing up, because...
That's all they've done.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there. Yeah.
Kind of like that Hungarian chick. All she does is show up and ride down the pipe.
Yep, yeah.
I mean, what the... Yeah. Just making a mockery of the games. I'll go off on that later.
Yeah, so we're going to dive real deep into the Olympics. We're going to talk about not only the Americans, but even the Hungarians and how the Nordic people are just taking
it. Let's not lump her in with...
But she's not even
Hungarian.
Yeah,
let's not
we'll call her an American,
the people of Hungary.
She will sell out any country
Hungary.
For...
It's yeah. Hungary. It's not like Hungary.
I said Hungarians. The good name of Hungarians.
Well, we
that's
read
what
earlier
I said.
That
do
she...
I need to run it back? Because I can. I'll do it right here.
We read earlier that she tried to compete for Venezuela in a different Olympic sport.
Fucking so skeleton.
She's an attention...
So if y'all don't believe us, go check out. Grabber. We have an article on hashsports.com. It's getting great reviews. And so you'll get to know a little bit more about the Hungarian...
Yeah,
skier.
Slash American, slash Venezuelan, yeah. Slash whatever.
Slash whatever the fuck she wants to be, apparently. She's like, oh, well, I'm 1/8 so-and-so.
So we'll talk
sign
about that
up.
Later
what
as well.
What y'all got?
And then we're also going to have a podium, everyone's favorite segment this week, because we figure it's fitting for today. We're going to do sports scandals, and we're going to try to keep them relevant.
Get your fucking popcorn ready.
This is going to be a good one. A lot of discussion. We want to see a lot of feedback, so don't forget to go follow and contribute and vote. That's at our Twitter, at LNO Podcast, and then on Instagram, we're at LNO Podcast as well.
Same thing.
Yeah. Well, let's get this show on the road. Do we want to start with Olympics? I saw how fired up y'all got. Or do we want to start with the other sports and then work our way to the Olympics?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. All right. Let's start with your public humiliation.
Let's start with this.
Disgrace. Let's start with that.
And it seems like it's slow play my public disgrace with the Saints, but we get right to it. Don't have to make Kip sweat.
This
it out.
One's going to be kind of fun, though. Yours was like fun. Our fun was right. watching you squirm. This one, it'll be more fun to rant and rave about.
Since the whole like theme of the show is scandals, we might as well start with the most current scandal.
All right.
Yeah, so for those that maybe have been hiding under a rock, we know y'all are our big SEC fans, so I'm sure most of y'all know, but Andy Cannizzaro, the old assistant from LSU, the head coach of Mississippi State, for those
kind of in for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, just because they know who he is. He's
LSU's partially disgraced.
Hate him. Well, Paul Mariner doesn't like him, so I'm sure he's smiling somewhere right now. But Andy Cannizzaro was he's got a big grin, but he was caught banging what we think is at least one former employee and possibly rumors about
married.
She was married as well, but yeah, Cannizzaro's a prick. Yeah, he's a prick. He had a third kid on the way. That's a classic KFC gate situation right there, if I've ever seen one. And if the other rumors are true, this could be up there with the Patrino level.
Wait,
as well.
He had multiples? I thought he just had that chick on the motorcycle.
Well, yeah, but she was a student, so if other rumors are true,
it could get worse
to that level. But at, the,
I mean,
at this
way,
time,
he's pretty
not,
much done, huh?
I think he's got to come back
as a college baseball coach,
and maybe an assistant or go
not
back to scouting.
He could go to like Southeast Louisiana or something.
He could just go be bodybuilder and wait.
Used to be a scout for the Yankees too.
Dude looks like he eats children.
He could easily get another gig like that because they don't give a shit.
He's not going to have a home to go to home either. He's going to have to be on
the
He's going to be living out of an hotel for a while.
Yeah, that matters. So might as well be a scout. Yeah. They're cool with that.
But yeah, so he got canned last night or this morning, and like Pierce said, that I mean. Karma is a bitch, or maybe BVD said it, but I mean, Mississippi State fans were like excited about the Ole Miss thing, despite the fact
they laughed about it, and here it is, the shoe's on the other foot. I mean, I'm sure some people masturbated to it.
I can think of a couple folks that would probably have done that.
Like, y'all were really into that shit, and like again, I would not care about this if y'all didn't act that way. Like, I would just be like, man, this is hilarious. Because it's hilarious no matter who it happens to.
True. And,
I mean, it's just funny.
I've been laughing myself all day because I don't know this guy. So I don't feel bad, like, ripping on him because, I mean, yeah, he made our university look bad. But we fired him. It's out of the way. So we're going to move onward and upward. But I'm glad it wasn't my football coach or my basketball coach because then would have been even because our baseball teams are only one that's relevant.
And
like,
it's
you know?
Not as, like...
Did he just break my pen?
I didn't mean
like, why did he do that?
I was playing my finger underneath
it. How fidgety are you?
And it's not like...
it's that damn sativa.
It's all right.
It's not like Mississippi State was bad at baseball before this. It's not like, you know, what Hugh Freeze situation where he brought y'all out of the gutter and made y'all relevant. Mississippi State's always been good at baseball.
That's a good point.
And it's college baseball. Yeah. And nobody gives... No, it's not on SportsCenter. It's not on anything.
Yeah.
I bet SVP talks about it. That seems like something SVP might
maybe he'll touch on it.
It sounds like it could get worse before it fades away. It's not
headlining ESPN.
Oh, well, okay. If it comes out that there's like five students involved.
Yeah. That's when it gets here. Then he can be royally fucked. And we'll probably bring it up again. But otherwise, this will probably be our one time to talk about.
Hey, I got an idea. Idea, like how what y'all can do.
Give us some PR 101 with Pierce.
I got a helping Mississippi Houston Nut 101 here.
Here we go. PR with Pierce.
We're going to help them out. I think y'all just need to promote your women's basketball because you're about to lose your men's basketball coach too, probably, because of everything that's about to happen. And it's not just y'all. It's like all the NCAA. But anyway, I think the women's basketball coach should just do everything. Women's
I couldn't agree more. I've said that twice.
Men's basketball and baseball.
Give him the football program too.
I was going to give him hands-on. He's great.
Vic Schaefer's great.
This guy's going to run the show. We figure out a way to schedule double headers for all the basketball games. I don't really know how we overlap with the NCAA tournament in the beginning of baseball season, but I'm sure they can get creative and figure something out.
That's great.
I just think that's what y'all should do because, I mean, he's like y'all's best coach.
Why would you want to help them, though?
Well, because they're so proud. Well, basically because they're so proud of women's basketball, and I thought it was funny that that's who they could rely on.
That's a great point. I'm a pro Vic Schaefer guy. I know Vic's probably listening at his home in Starkville. So, Vic, we would love to have you take over the helm of every run that shit.
Dude. You're successful. Like, you've won a whole bunch of games. They don't win a lot of games.
They beat UConn.
Well, yeah.
Fuck
exactly,
yeah. And we haven't lost this year. We just ran through the SEC this year.
Anybody that beats a team that's won like 115 games in a row deserves like
that's worth noting.
That's why
Derrick
Phelps is on TV and was on TV forever. Because he snapped UCLA
streak. Yeah, well, that's crazy. You also need to
see highlighters.
You will get a job for 50 years to come if you do something
to
that
be fair,
significant.
Vic Schaefer should somehow get a lifetime coaching offer. Like, I mean, it's not like the program could ever fall to a despair where you'd be like, oh man, we got to get back to that once prestigious program. He just created this team out of nothing. So I agree with that. Pierce, what else you got for me?
Well, I was going to tell y'all to improve your training staff because y'all found a lot of Tommy Johns lately.
Dude, is that not getting absurd?
Well, it's insane. Like, nobody has like 12 of those things in 2 years.
Last year we had 9 guys gone.
Didn't you have position players just coming out of the field?
Jake Mangum, our All-American center fielder, was pitching. And then he got so fired up, he punched a wall and broke his hand.
Maybe Canizero was the problem there.
Canizero was supplying juice to the team.
It seems like it, dude, because there's something up, because no other team has, like, UCLA.
We had the Triple Crown winner. We had the Triple Crown winner last year as well, so we were beating the brakes off the ball last year, and then we didn't
That guy was, I forgot about that dude. Every time oh my God, he destroyed us
last
year.
There's so many layers to this Canizero guy.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but... Yeah, that Rooker guy had to be juicing because, I mean, every time he came up to the plate, he had a home run or a double.
Hey, Brent, I know you're not juicing, so if you want to come on the podcast and refute the claims of Pierce, come on by. Don't be shy. What's it called? But, and again, I do agree that, you know, Canizero is definitely a juice monkey, and so I'm surprised. I guess he has a dick, but no balls, or at least that works, because he was out there ruining his dreams. excuse me. But that wasn't the only announcement that was a bad... that was levied today against teams or people that are cheaters. The Louisville Cardinals are having to, I guess, denounce or remove all of their 5 years of wins from 11 to 16 under Patino. And they have to remove the banner.
Rick is my
dog. That is not
dude.
Even a real punishment, though.
No.
It's nothing.
It's the same with
Reggie
Bush.
You can't hang
Bush.
A banner.
Yeah,
Reggie Bush still has a Heisman Trophy at his house. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
He may even still be in the commercials for all
that. And we all remember all that shit happening. You're not going to take away us knowing that. I remember the Louisville National Championship.
Yeah, I care that
Michigan
those dudes were getting paid. I know that most of these dudes that are playing
who
ball are getting
shit.
Paid.
But like when we were saying about that news conference earlier, I never thought it was going to be to vacate the title.
People
because
kept saying
it was
newsworthy.
Duh, that was going to happen.
How about the fact that they're like,
it was the dumbest thing.
This not fair.
So they did that themselves today or something?
No.
Oh, the NCAA.
They just announced
it
happened.
Oh,
and the guy said, the AD or whoever, the president said that's not a fair punishment.
They had,
but I'm pretty sure it
they
was.
They failed their appeals
those,
is what happened. They appealed it, and they did not. They were not granted said appeals, so they had to vacate all those wins.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the tattoo's there. The champions are there.
Yeah, Rick. You still,
Michigan
you still
doesn't want
tat,
that trophy.
Right?
You know, like,
you can't forget the game.
Yeah, you can't just give the trophy to somebody
Burke?
Else.
I mean,
like it happened.
He probably hates it, but
I was
it's
there.
Happened.
I was at that game.
Fucking
tell
Phil.
Us a little bit about
he was there,
fucking
dog.
Phil over here.
He was there. I did. Wait, yeah, because I.
That was after.
After Birmingham or something.
No, Claire and Blake's wedding.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay.
Shout out to Claire and Blake. Hope you're going 4 years strong. Five years strong, I'm hoping. But, so that's not really a punishment. What's it called? Damn it, y'all just made me feel awkward. I don't even know where to go from there. So that, I don't think, is a real punishment. Canizares is more off-field, and so his punishment is kind of levied. I don't know, like you said, will he get a job? A small small job.
Cares.
He may
get a job.
He's still talented.
Capacity.
He just needs to keep his dick in his pants. But otherwise,
at this point, he doesn't. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Shit, his wife may be taking his pecker and balls here pretty soon. If I had to guess, pregnant with your third kid, she's gonna come after.
Figuratively, him. Not literally.
not Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah,
not Lorena Bobbitt.
I mean, hopefully, but he can do what he wants now. He's free to roam. Unless he goes and finds God like Hugh.
Hugh had already found God a long time ago.
Well, yeah, but then he found it again.
Do you think Nick Saban would hire Canizero? Because that always helps as well. That's like coaching rehab.
If he wouldn't touch Hugh.
Or he could do whatever Tiger did and announce he's a sex addict. So
That was 2-3 years ago.
You can't do that anymore?
Yeah,
it was in vogue for like a year where like everybody that got caught cheating was like, I'm a sex addict. I got to go to sex rehab.
Charlie Sheen did that. And he was like, oh, hey, guess what? Also, I got AIDS. So, assume. People kind of forgot about that.
We're not laughing at AIDS. We're laughing at Charlie Sheen's whole thing.
But people kind of forgot about that. Like, Charlie having AIDS.
Yeah.
Kind of got swept under the rug, didn't it?
That's that 24-hour news cycle. There's always something better.
Talk about breaking news. That's way better than Louisville vacating a national title. Not better. Like, don't take that.
It's not even front page ESPN news, so that's when you know, like, it's not, like, gossipy enough for...
Yeah, exactly. Like, this will all fade into irrelevance. Like, there's 55 games left to baseball, and, yeah, we got our ass kicked by Southern Miss. Shout out to my friends, Mikey. I know you guys took care of the game this weekend, Gray Louie. Congratulations on the W's. But it seems our coach may have been preoccupied jerking it off, some sex.
Sounds like he knew he was going to get fired.
I think
like,
he did, too.
Something happened.
Everyone said that there was, like, an investigation.
Something had to happen. Like, something was brewing, for sure, because what, he was, like, he told him about it Sunday, or...
I mean, and yeah, so I mean, it seems like those investigations, he knew it may have been coming, but he was checking it out. But we got one more, and I'm really excited about this one. This is going to be my favorite comment of the day. Bruce Feldman is reporting that the Rebel Rags have filed a lawsuit against Florida coach Dan Mullen, Scott Stricky Pleats, the NCAA investigator Mike Sheridan, and the NCAA itself. So that's going to be fucking awesome.
Oh,
pardon
man.
My ignorance, but what is Rebel Rag?
So Rebel Rags
is a company.
It's like a clothing store in Oxford. And that's where Leo Lewis and Kobe Jones said they got all this free shit from, which we got charged with in the thing. But they didn't get any free shit from there. We still got charged with it, but it's all bullshit. And they have all the proof.
Oh.
So
Why are they filing it against Dan Mullen, then?
Because they believe Dan Mullen...
Because they said that he...
They think
they
put him up to it. So. They think it's collusion. And then the Mike Sheridan said the whole
thing... That would be hilarious.
Would this
affect Mississippi State?
No.
Since Dan Mullen's not there anymore?
No. I mean, they'll just look like a bunch of jackasses. Well,
I don't think they're colluding to
take down
all
this.
I don't think it'll affect anybody.
They'll just look like idiots. And like, because it'll just prove that they conspired to try to take us down.
Or
prove
that they didn't.
Or they didn't.
And this guy
is just
a crazy crack pipe
kid that
lives in Oxford and dreams of the glory days.
But the
if only y'all were good at sports, this would be like the fucking talked about
if these two teams would not be 6-6 and 5-7 every goddamn year, if you'd be 9-3 and 10-2, this would be a
It would be 24/7 on.
It would be great.
So the whole thing with the NCAA investigator, the reason they're suing Mike Sheridan, that's a whole, I guess it's all connected, but it's also separate. The NCAA sent people in undercover to Rebel Rags and tried to get shit from them and then got caught in the store trying to do all this shit and asking all these questions and stuff. So they're going to win that 100%. I don't know about all this collusion bullshit. Who knows what they can prove and what they can't prove. But, yeah, they'll probably win that shit against the NCAA guy or settle that out of court.
So, I mean, I don't know anything about that one.
Who knows?
But it's going to be, like you said, it's very hard to prove collusion unless there's a text message from
Donnie
Hunchback
proof.
That says,
hey,
lie under oath, you know.
But the same thing could take him down that took down Hugh, the Freedom of Information Act request, and you get every single email ever sent, every single phone call and text message ever sent. If they're dumb enough to say anything.
Wait, can we do that with the
baseball coach? We could do that ourselves.
Can you see every text message?
We could send in.
I don't think you can read the text message. You can just see
from
text messages
from their phone.
From phone number to phone number.
You sent on that group chat earlier, it said he was leaving the dugout during the games this weekend. Like
that's
every
what
five
the
minutes.
Rumors were reporting were that he was literally like texting someone while the dogs were not at bat. So when we were in the field this weekend, apparently our coach had his hand down his fucking junk. I don't know if this is true. This is all alleged. If I say alleged, I can't get sued for that. So allegedly, he was having a little sexting sesh while we were playing, and apparently he got wind to the Southern Miss fans as well. And folks, apparently everyone else knew, and me being here in Denver was the last to fucking know.
Man,
so
that's great.
I hate to hear it for the program. Maybe the guys can rally around this tragedy. Maybe we have someone that actually gives a shit and Gary.
So, let's don't call it a tragedy.
For the players, I hate it for them.
No, it's a tragedy for the wife and children.
Yeah she's pregnant with a fucking kid, and he's out there being a flander. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of this guy, but I don't know him either, so it's easier to throw the stones at people.
Oh, I bet he's awful. He's a baseball coach.
Yeah, he kind of looks like him. There's a lot of those guys who are like,
he looks like he eats children.
He's a bro, dude.
I mean, he is one of those guys that benches a lot, but his enthusiasm was infectious. But hungry. Yeah, hopefully the guy, our interim coach, can put it together. But that's the last we'll talk about.
That guy can college stay baseball. Up past 9 o'clock.
Yeah, he's old as
y'all parents. Got some of the oldest coaches in the fucking game.
Well, they all left when Cohen took the AD job, but that's not neither here nor there. Let's migrate on. This weekend we also had a little other controversy. Fergie fucked up the national anthem, and the NBA All-Star game is just sucks. It just wasn't even that fun. The ending was good, and I didn't like it at all. Yeah, I watched it.
I didn't watch the game.
I watched the last 2 minutes, and it was great.
I watched, yeah, the last 2 minutes as well.
NBA anyway.
Like, I watched the dunk contest. I watched the three-point contest. I was like, this is terrible. Because I was just in the house this weekend.
The defending champion missed, like, 20 shots.
I know. It was just wasn't good. I was like, this whole weekend's kind of like, meh. You know, like, it didn't do it for me.
Well, yeah, I forget where I read it, but the headline was...
And then LeBron's team wins, and he wins the MVP. Fuck
they play defense, man. They play D.
They play defense the last 2 minutes.
LeBron is so bad.
I don't mind them playing defense, but I thought the whole weekend was very meh.
Well...
I wasn't impressed or enthused, but at the same time, this is all-star sports.
Well,
so
did you recognize one, besides Oladipo, and I guess Larry Nance Jr., because his dad's Larry Nance... Did you know anybody in the contest?
Yeah, we know
who's
Mitch.
Dennis Smith Jr. Who is that?
He's a point guard from NC State. Plays for the Mavs. Well, he's a rookie.
Donovan Mitchell is the rookie that's killing it for the Jazz.
Yeah, I was just clearing
that
up.
I know who they were, but it's not as entertaining. Like, I want LeBron to go out there and do some dunks. The guy can jump from the 3-point line.
LeBron's too old to do it now. He had his chance and he
chose not to.
He would pretend like he was going to do it next year, every year.
Classic
just to
LBJ.
Fuck with everybody.
Wait a second. So you're telling me you think LeBron James is too old to win a dunk contest?
Compared to what I just saw out there? No, I don't. And look, there's Canizero on the bottom line. Fucking idiot.
Who cares?
I do.
Yeah,
but yeah. LeBron could easily out dunk those guys that I watched this weekend. It was very unimpressive.
It was extremely unimpressive. I mean, the Vinsanity dunk got a whatever 50 or 49, whatever it was, and like he barely made it. It did not even look like half as smooth as Vince did when he did it.
That's the problem with this America today, and I think James Harrison would agree. I feel like everyone's starting off with at least an 8, and so like you only have so far to go. Like, give a motherfucker a 5. Let's
like,
make it
miss,
humble
they,
those
you
bastards.
You miss a dunk 10 times in a row, and then finally get it, and they still give you 5s and 6s.
Like, come on, man. Let's start making these scores a little bit more competitive. Don't just give out 10s.
Do they make 3 and 4 cards? Do they even give those out?
Everybody wants to. Everybody's like, everyone's friends with the judges, though. So like,
the judging table was pathetic too. They had Dr. J and then a bunch of famous people.
Kevin Hart was on every single. I mean, he was in every event.
We gotta quit enabling Kevin Hart, y'all. Like, we gotta get rid of that guy.
Somebody's as bad as Amy Schumer. Like, just
they brought out Larry
Nance. They go away.
Wait, during the dunk contest, they brought out Larry Nance's children, children. Or not Larry Nance, the dude that won, Donovan Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
They brought his children, and they were as tall as Kevin Hart.
Oh my God!
Yeah, he dunked it. One of them dunked,
and they bent over. Yeah. Somebody, he jumped over. I think it was the stupidest shit ever.
I wish somebody put him in a locker. Like, that fucking guy.
He gets every acting job. Like, if they're like, you know what, we need an actor to do this one thing. Fuck, Kevin Hart's going to be there. Like, if the Vikings would have won that Super Bowl, won that NFC Championship game, I felt Kevin Hart was still going to be there as a Vikings fan. Like, I know he was the Eagles fan.
That was the greatest thing ever when they didn't let him on the stage. I haven't loved anything more than that little clip of him being, oh, man, you know who I am? You know he told that guy, you know who I am. You know he tried. And that guy probably took so much pride and big time in Kevin Hart. I would have. I'd be like, fuck no. Nah,
especially because you can throw a drunk Kevin Hart like a rag doll. You know, he's like the size of like.
He's a child.
He really is.
You
he's
don't
an 11-year-old.
You don't
want to
throw
him,
though. He's too valuable to throw. He'll see the shit out of you.
Especially with all those cameras. Yeah, I probably wouldn't get into that. But at the same time,
but
it was still fun
no
watching get tall
awesome.
Like a rag doll. That would be fun.
That would be.
It would
awesome.
Be, it would
that would
be
very
enjoyable.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
I would tune in.
Man, we could probably offer him like $2 million and shoot him out of a fucking cannon. He'd probably do it.
What about just like $50,000?
Be like,
just let me actually toss you.
What if we or we'd be like, hey, Kevin, we're going to shoot you out of this cannon over the Grand Canyon and then only have it shoot like halfway.
Or have him as like the recipient of the blob over a lake and see someone just catapult that bastard into the air. That would be very enjoyable, you know?
Like, that's probably the less amount of harm. Next
week, I was a petite kid growing up, so if you ever had a larger child, someone like, you know, my friend Phil, if he was to go behind me, he would have just shot me to the moon.
Dude, I've never been on a blog.
On the trampoline, double jump, double bouncing people, I was
were you the kid?
Probably still a pro at it. Probably still a pro.
I would tear an ACL or tear a fucking
But next week's podium, stay tuned, is ways we can throw around Kevin Hart.
Oh, that's a good call. We're gonna write that down. That may very well be the next candidate,
or just like different uses for Kevin.
Yeah, like
start writing roles for Kevin Hart.
If you could rent Kevin Hart for a day, what would you do?
I'd have him carry a boombox, 100%. Just follow me around.
I'd kind of make it like in the Coming to America, you know, where those chicks just throw out rose petals in front of everywhere the king walks. Oh, yes. I would make them do that for me.
That's fairly degrading. Like, I do like that a lot. That's good.
Well, we can brainstorm and you can as well. That's a great concept. Or maybe that's just a whole new segment. Like, we come up with ideas every week of what we would do if we had the afternoon with Kevin Hart.
I don't want to give him the time of day, though. I mean, he doesn't just do like one or two segments.
We know that you're listening. So if you want to call in, give us some ideas of what we can, how far we can throw you, things like that. That'd be great. But yeah, maybe we would.
Or what your breaking point is, because then we'll, you know, push it to further than that.
If there's a line, we know how to cross it. I know, especially me personally. But, you know, that may wrap up our weekend of college, our pro basketball. LeBron didn't play badly, so I can't rip on him. So we just picked on Kevin Hart.
Yeah, well, the list, we just won't even get into it.
Have we added anyone to the list recently? I know we put Melo on there, and he missed his first All-Star game in 17 years.
Melo, yeah, and y'all were trying to act like, oh, I don't really put Melo on there. And then now that Melo got fucked, it's like, oh, yeah, I totally put Melo on there.
I remember I put him on there. The reason why I wasn't sure if he was on there was because BVD texted us or whatever, said, thanks for not putting Melo on the list.
Oh yeah, we totally did, because yeah, I remember us putting him on there because yeah, he deserves to be on there.
Yeah,
he's ball hog. He ruined the Knicks.
He's ruined every team.
Ruined the Nuggets, and we are all huge Nuggets fans.
Yeah,
except for Phil, he's a Pelicans / Knicks / Cavs fan.
I'll take Nuggets as my secondary team. I mean, I enjoy going to the games. I've seen them win four out of five games. I've been there this year.
I bet Phil wears a Yankee hat to the Rockies games.
Potentially.
He got mad when we put his face on LeBron's for the Yankees hat. I'm going to make it. Let's start buying Phil like limp biscuit colored hats and make him have like all
right
the
there,
New York
stop
hats.
Stop right there. The good thing about the Rockies, though, is that they're an NL team. So I can have an AL and an NL team.
And I'm the same way. I'm with you. I cheer for the Rangers and the AL.
And if
and
they
then
wouldn't
the Rockies
have fucking ruined baseball by making interleague play so prevalent, like, it was so...
It was fun when it was like four unique weekends a year.
Yeah.
You know, like, I enjoyed
and
that
And, like,
well.
When they'd have a World Series, and these teams have never played each other before. And stuff like that. No, now it's just watered down bullshit.
I do feel that they ruin that. And if you want to look to someone, well, I think it's a commissioner. I think if you want to look to who's a good commissioner, Adam Silver has done very well as the NBA guy. Not only is he on the forefront, like in regards to like the gambling and now starting to put sponsorships on the jerseys, but he's also like goes to bat for his players. So I kind of back that. Baseball seems to be falling behind in that regard with this new... Whatever the hell is a pitch or a visits to the mound. You can only have so many in a day.
Six. How is that shit going
to
work?
Well, I know that you can do things like throw to first and you can step off the rubber and those things would not call.
No, I think they should limit the time.
It would restart the time clock or whatever.
There's no clock.
They should limit the amount of the times you can step off the rubber because that shit is actually annoying.
Yeah, they're not doing a pitch clock. They're just doing the six visits to the mound.
I apologize.
That's all they're doing. No, I wish they were doing a pitch clock. But, yeah, I don't get how the pitch clock works either because, yeah, say the pitch clock's going and then, yeah, you throw it over to first. Yeah. Then you get back on the rubber when it starts over. And then you throw it to first again, it starts over again. Like, that's really stupid if you ask me.
I mean,
like,
guys like John Lester
seconds
and McCollum
every time he restarts.
And in college baseball, back to that, when they when the pitchers or catchers don't call the pitches and they call it from the dugout, they send a fucking... elaborated signal to say step off, throw over to first, stupid shit like that. I mean, that shit does need to go.
Yeah, but I mean,
if the pitcher feels like he needs to throw over to first or he needs to step off, then I guess that's okay. But if you actually have to send in the sign to do that, that's just stupid.
See, but to the pitch clock,
that is a waste of time.
I feel like the pitch clock can really benefit a fast runner too, like Billy Hamilton or somebody. When he knows, when he knows, like, that clock's at 2 seconds, like, I know he's going to the plate. Like, he's got no choice here.
Well, you can run with 1 second left.
You get, like, a second and a half head start, and somebody like that, that guy's stealing, like, 65% or 70% of the bases anyway. He's so fast.
He's an old, I think he's a Mississippi boy,
and there's
boy
a lot of people like that. Eduardo Nunez is like that. He's stealing the bases every time he gets on, like... I mean, it's crazy. Like, I don't really get it. I mean, maybe that really won't happen, but I just don't get how it would work anyway. Apparently, they do it in the minor leagues. Hadn't been to a minor league game in a minute.
Shout out to Billy.
We got the baby kicks in Nolan.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, those hats are kind of creepy yet awesome.
I've got one.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
Merchandise sales went through the roof when they changed.
I mean, the Zephyrs really didn't do it,
though. It's got purple, green, and gold, and it's got Mardi Gras theme. I mean, that's going to sell off the shelf.
What's a Zephyr?
Believe it or not, hear this fact of the day.
Fun fact.
The Zephyrs used to be the Denver Zephyrs before Denver had the Rockies, and they moved to New Orleans.
Hell yeah. The more you know, motherfuckers. Phil just dropped some knowledge on
your ass. They played at Mile High Stadium. I went to some games when I was a kid, and then coincidentally enough, they moved to New Orleans, and then we adopted a Nutria as our mascot.
Holy shit.
The Nutri Rat?
Yeah.
Nice.
They had a girl and a guy to one. They were married. Boudreaux, Cajun coon.
What was her name?
that sounds so bad. We still didn't answer the question, what the fuck is a Zephyr?
It's like some western wind.
Oh, okay.
God.
Ask the chili peppers.
Man, what
really
kind of
fitting for
that
drums.
Is some stupid hippie
kinda like
bullshit.
Kind of like the Utah Jazz,
but
where you're not allowed
to
dance.
It did make sense because back in the day, prior to my birth, my parents were young. They had a roller coaster out on Pontchartrain Beach, which I know everyone knows what that is. And they had a roller coaster that was called the Zephyr.
Ooh,
it's just full of knowledge.
It's tying it all together.
I was thinking Red Hot Chili Peppers when someone says that first. But I do remember the team name being the Zephyrs when I lived down there, and then they switched to Baby Cakes after I left.
It was a good switch. I mean, yes, Baby Cakes is the dumbest name ever, but that's what the minor league thing is. You name your team as dumb as possible.
I know, but like Baby, like there is like, I don't know how, King Cake Baby doesn't have a real ring to it, so you had to go Baby Cakes.
Right.
But it sounds like, or whatever it's called, is it called Baby Cakes?
Yeah.
Baby and so it's kind of peculiar, but at the same time, this is us talking baseball during, you know, minor pitchers
and everyone
catchers.
In New Orleans, male, female, will call everyone Baby. Like, how you doing, Baby?
Nice. I call a lot of people Bubble. Hey, Bubble. All right. Well, you know, I don't think that's that wasn't all baseball. I think there were some moves that we probably should discuss. I mean, Phil, you finally have someone to match the Juan Carlos signing. I think Pierce broke the news to you earlier, and I'll let him elaborate on it. But J.D. Martinez signed with the Red Sox. So it looks like the AL East is going to have some bats this year.
Both Sox. I mean, the Red Sox hit the least amount of home runs in Major League Baseball last year. Like,
it's because they lost.
They hit no long balls. So, I mean... To think J.D. Martinez is going to make up for all of that, I don't think so. They did re-sign Eduardo Nunez as well. He'll probably hit.
And they kept Mitch Moreland, the lefty first baseman. He can kind of put them together.
Yeah, he can hit some balls out of the park. But, you know, they got a young team. Bogarts is pretty good. He'll hit 20, 30 homers. Oh, that new kid. Who's that kid they brought up at the end of the year that was just insane?
Oh, the 19-year-old.
Oh, yeah. He was as good as Judge was.
He did really well in the postseason.
Yeah. Devers was really good.
He had that triple against Cleveland.
They got Benintendi in the outfield. Pedroia is healthy.
That's what I'm checking of.
Benintendi, though, was up all last year. All of last year. It was most of the year before. He started
similar to Judge. He's the same thing.
Yeah, he started in the big leagues last year and was just fucking awful at the beginning. And finally,
he's a juice monkey as well from
the
Arkansas.
But he's so little, though. He's a little guy.
That outfield
is
talented in Boston.
They must have good juice in Boston because Pedroia is a little guy, and that dude hits for.
Yeah, he does. He does. And he was beat up last year. He's going to be out this year.
He's old. I think.
But a second baseman, he could do something like a Craig Biggio played late in his career.
He's fine.
David Eckstein was pretty big in late in his career. I think he even won a late World Series. I think the problem for the Red Sox is going to be the pitching. Can they get someone to help them? Because, I mean, they seem like they're pretty strong. Like, well, if you think
David
that outfield's good.
Is David Price going to be a starter again, or is he coming out?
I don't know. He's so garbage in the playoffs, too. So, like, you can't even rely on him. It's like Chris Sale and company.
Oh, Chris
Sale. But Chris Sale is
dominant. He is great. But it's like him.
Especially
and
against
then,
the Yankees.
What? Yeah, and then I forget who they have after that.
Did they sign Craig Kimball to come back? That's your old boy.
He
yeah,
was
definitely
kind of a bust for them. Huh? Not a
no. I think he did had a lot of saves for him.
He
I mean, he
dominated last year. He had like 50 something saves last year. I know he ended up being good last year, but yeah, they'll compete. But I just don't see anybody beating the Yankees, man. I just don't.
What, you think Stanton changes us that much?
Stanton, Judge, Sanchez, Gregorius was insane last year.
Yeah, Didi had a great postseason.
What about pitching?
Didi had an incredible...
Sabathia is going to do
as
well as
he did last
year.
You had that young Luis Sovereign, whatever.
Severino.
He's not.
He had a good...
He was very good.
That was his first great year, though.
But he had a great postseason.
Can you truly rely on him to be the ace?
Well...
I'm not relying on him doing... That's what I'm saying. That may be a woe as well.
See, but this is the thing. They're the Yankees.
How deep are you?
If it doesn't start out well,
deep at pitching.
Well, if it doesn't start out well, they'll make a fucking trade. They'll make a move. They'll go get somebody.
They
just got third baseman Brandon Drury as well.
So I read something about them.
A judge and a jury. Go fuck yourself, Dan.
Go after.
That's Rovell for you.
Yeah.
So that
I heard they were possibly going after Moustakas. So that's interesting.
And everyone this year's been trying to buy a little bit of Manny as well. What's it called? Old dude from Machado, Orioles.
LSU alum Jarvis Landry will be franchise tagged.
That sucks. Wow. I was kind of hoping Landry would go somewhere like San Francisco.
Giants. Be with his boy, ODB.
I was hoping he'd go to San Francisco and make Jimmy GQ have an actual wide receiver out there.
I mean, I know
when you franchise somebody, that doesn't mean you necessarily intend on keeping him. They could.
Yeah, but I mean, for a year at least.
No, you could deal with now, too.
Yeah,
I think
that's what
deal
the Skins are talking about doing with Cousins.
Which is the dumbest thing in the world.
Well, what I heard was no one's going to take that trade because everyone's going to know that he's only going to sign for the max deal.
It would be epic Redskins to like have somebody agree to that deal and then sign Kirk and then not be able to get out of it. And then that team backs out. And then they're just like stuck paying Kirk and Alex Smith somehow.
But
I see that actually happening.
That could very well happen. That would just be classic Redskins. It would be the fun. Like, they shouldn't even bother. Just let the motherfucker go. Just let him go. Who cares?
At this point, it seems like they're almost fucking with him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. If that happens, that's all it is. But we didn't talk about. I mean, we talked about it last week, but
y'all couldn't hear it.
Yeah, you Darvish to
we
the Cubs.
Talked to ourselves for 45 minutes.
Yeah, we got you to the Cubs. 6 years, $126 million. Really gonna help out the Cubs. They needed another starter.
But he shit the bed so bad in the playoffs.
Hey, the Cubs.
Darvish.
Yeah, but you got to think that he was adjusting to LA.
His time in Texas, though, he was strong throughout the season. And we didn't have the playoff run when he was there, so I didn't see him like, or maybe they had 1 year with him, but I don't know if they did
playoffs.
Yeah, but it seems like every time he goes through a rotation, the first time he gives up some hits, but it's like he's actually like doing a little bit of digging on these guys. So like the second and third time he sees these guys, he's able to. He knows how to get him out, so to speak. So he would go seven, but he may give up three in the first two innings.
And
you know?
He's switching leagues,
but that's
too.
Now he's batting.
He's got a free out. Like,
that's true.
It's not like an American League lineup that's completely stacked. He's got the pitcher spot to deal with.
And Houston had seen him so often when he was in Texas. They were teeing off on him all season. I think Brett Perry would agree with that.
I'm surprised Manfred's not in, like, inserting himself into that conversation, DH and NL, or vice versa.
I think they should
It's clear that this dude wants attention and he wants to be known as revolutionizing baseball or whatever the fuck he's trying to do.
I don't see why they... I don't know why pitchers hit, period. I think that it should be DH in both leagues.
I agree with that, but at the same time, you know that the DH is not getting any love if we can't even get Edgar Martinez in the goddamn Hall of Fame, which drives me nuts.
That is bullshit.
I liked having him on Ken Griffey Jr. baseball, so everybody kind of loved him, you know. So that's kind of one of the reasons I am cheering for him to get in. And while I'm also a big fan of the DH, because I do enjoy watching those guys beat. You want more balls? Like, we want the ball to be juiced again. We want more balls going out of the park.
Yeah,
like, we need this. I know, but I'm just saying, like, we need that ball to stay that way. The pitchers can say, "Oh, well, the ball is different." Fucking good. You better get better at striking them out. Otherwise, I'm hoping they're going for. I want to see a lot of 7-5s, a lot of 11. and sixes. A lot of overs. Give me all the overs and the Rockies all season.
Coors Field for the first 20 years or so was like a dead zone. I mean, the opposite of a dead zone. It was nothing but, you know, they had the Blake Street Bombers.
Yeah, they had Larry Walker, Dante Bichette, Vinny Castillo, Andres Galarraga. Before the cancer, hope you're feeling well, Andres. I know you're listening. Yeah, it was great. But at the same time, then they had no pitching, but they got Mike Hampton and paid him a fortune, and it ruined his career, and he couldn't get paid again. So, no pitcher wants to come here, so you have to almost play out of the guys you draft because you have them in contract.
Arizona is a launching pad, too. Like, they hit more home runs there last year than Coors Field.
Coors Field allegedly uses humidifier.
Well, yeah, they do. They're not allegedly. They totally do use a humidifier here.
That's a fact.
Yeah, 100%. That's a fact.
How is it legal?
It's just something they did. It's for both teams. It's all the baseballs. It's not like it's just for the Rockies, you know. It helps both teams.
But there was room. Okay, before that, though, they said that the Rockies were doing it to, you know.
Maybe they were, and then they figured it out. But I think you just do all the same baseballs. I'm not sure. And then the last move, Hosmer to the Padres. 8 years, $144 million. He just took the money and ran. I mean, the Padres.
He earns it, though, because he was in Kansas City. He was in that whole, He won the World Series, lost a World Series, lost a World Series as well. But at the same time, he earned his stripes there. You know, brought that team on his back.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve the money.
And he was a part of a shitty organization. So it's not a problem. Like, it's kind of like D. Wade going to Chicago. If Hosmer wants to end his days on the beach getting paid and giving half of it to the state of California, that's his prerogative. I kind of back that play. I just hate that we're going to have to see him often. As a Rockies perspective from the NL.
Yeah, it's a weird move. Kind of weird. Seems like he just took the most money he could get. I got no problem with that, but I mean.
That used to be the theme of baseball.
I mean, look at your Pujols. You're not winning another title, bud. He must be just content with the one title.
I'm not going to lie. One may do it. And did he have the MVP in that?
I don't know. I don't think so. He's only a one-time All-Star, 4 Gold Gloves. He's hit 25 homers back-to-back years. That's like the best. He hit 3.8. Okay. He did hit 3.18 though. That's fucking good.
Yeah, that is a nice little. That's about what my gambling average.
It's a nice season. That's a nice season. But there's still a lot of people out there. Arrieta, Lance Lynn, Alex Cobb. No. Logan Morrison, Jonathan Lucroy.
They say that Philly
is
in conversation with Jake Arrieta. I don't know.
Philly?
Yeah.
Philly's got a
for too much.
We don't know what it's just kind of been a slow off.
Y'all
want
to know who the next, pretty much the next Astros are. I don't know if they'll be as good as Astros and win a World Series, but the Phillies are really, 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 really about to be good.
I think the White Sox are going to be good before either of those teams. They've managed in the last 2.5 years to trade off everything for all blue chip stock.
And do you actually know if those people are producing? The people for the Phillies all played last year and are producing. Miguel Franco.
But, I mean, they also finished last. I mean, these guys
can all
be AAA.
Yeah,
because
they're all young.
I mean, I'm just saying the White Sox are following like an Astros methodology. Fucking be terrible.
The Phillies. Did you listen to what I just said?
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm just saying.
You
want to
bet right now? I bet the Phillies win more. I bet the Phillies win before a division before the White Sox win a division.
All right,
White Sox aren't ready
now. Take the bet.
They're not ready.
No, I agree.
They also traded away like 3 of their top prospects at the end of the season last year. So, like, it's not all peaches
and cream. I'll take that long. No, I don't think it's this year, but I think they've made plays in like trying to do the
Houston route. Phillies will make a big jump this year. Yeah, and they could possibly make the playoffs next year. Like they're that close to being ready. Like all these dudes played last year.
Somebody needs to be competitive in the goddamn East. Yeah,
That division's terrible.
I know, like it's only the Nats. I wish, but they have Max and they have what's his name?
Great front end, terrible back end. They don't close well. They got an awful bullpen. They re-signed that Kinsler guy, who they traded from Minnesota for. But yeah, Brandon Kinsler.
I thought you were saying Ian Kinsler.
Is
he still with Detroit?
Traded from Detroit to, God, I want to say the Angels. The Angels are fucking loaded. This Ohtani guy,
Is he going to pitch and
He wants to, and they're saying he's going to, but I think they're going to start with a six-man rotation. He's going to start pitching for sure. But I'm sure he's going to DH. Angel. Yeah, he's on the Angels.
He had a great, World Classic, too. He was one of the reasons we played so well.
They say this guy's the real deal. We'll see what happens. Ian Kinsler. My bad. Oh, you're talking about Kinsler.
I was looking him up, and so, I can't wait to see how that Japanese guy do, because like ESPN even posted a ruling on their website the other day when they were talking about how you can't play him as a pitcher and have his batting stats in the same day. So if you want to put him in your lineup for fantasy baseball throughout the week, you can, but he will have to be a batter the 6 day or the, you know, every 3 days that he's pitching, he cannot get the bats that day, so you'll have to.
So he can't get the bats the day he pitches.
Yeah, so they, yeah, you can't like doubles.
You don't get stats for National League pitchers when they hit either. Like even if they hit a home run, you don't get that home run.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. Well, and
because it wouldn't be fair because people have American League pitchers too, and it wouldn't be balanced. That makes sense. So it can't work out. So yeah, well, duh. Yeah,
I didn't think about it like that, though. I'm glad you painted the picture for all the listeners. Yeah. I was trying to figure it out when they scrolled it across the bottom, and I was like trying to comprehend. I was like, well, I mean, that's one of the positives to him, but I forget about how the fact that...
Nope, yeah, but you could, I assume you can put him... he'll probably have, like, outfield or DH next to him, so he'll be able to put him in an offensive spot for his other days.
I think they did say that you would be able to play
him. Yeah, that'll look weird. He'll be the only one that has that designation.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of cool like for him. It's kind of like in the fantasy football, like every now and then you'd have like a quarterback that, or, you know, maybe a running back that was also like a tight end, so you could play, you know, or a wide receiver, excuse me. You'd ever now and then get that anomaly where you could play him in a spot which would be more advantageous.
Marcus Colston came in the NFL. He was a wide receiver / tight end.
Was he? He's a big boy.
Because they didn't know if they, when he, he got drafted in the sixth round. Who knew? But, we were unsure what position he was going to play, so they had him. Not that anybody fucking drafted him, but
sleeper. He was, that's a good call. The more you know, you're killing it on the information today, Phil. I'm proud of you, Bubba.
Lot of good info tonight.
Yeah, we're spitting fire takes. Well, let's get on to one of our favorite segments. Pierce, cue the horns.
Before I cue the horns, here's a message from our sponsor, Shinesty.
Hey guys, I want to take a minute to tell you about my guys over at Shinesty. Those dudes have one mission and one mission only, and that's to help you look fucking good. They can even help someone like Phil out. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill randos with jealousy or make you look like a sexual Greek god or goddess. So whether you're searching for retro gear, signature knockout threads, or simply something that makes you look like you got your shit together, even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing at Shinesty.com. That's Shinesty.com. And when you go to the promo code, go to Loud69. It'll give you 15% off your next order. Shinesty, you may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it.
So it's a Winter Olympic season. Y'all didn't hear us last week, but we kind of dove into the first week of the weekend of the Olympics, which
We were on top of the world back then. Gerard had won. He slept through his alarm. He watched a bunch of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He's 17 years old. Kid lost his fucking jacket. Went out and won gold in slopestyle. Y'all didn't hear us talk about that last week. Y'all didn't hear us talk about Chloe Kim, another 17-year-old. Won a gold. Yeah, we're lucky for all these fucking snowboarders, because without them, we're fucked, because our country... Do we normally suck this bad at the Winter Olympics, y'all? Like, what's the deal?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think we ever dominate like we do summer, but we certainly...
are, like eighth place?
Right now, we're in fifth, and I do agree with both of what y'all said. Like, we do look bad, and I think they said this is the worst since, like, Nagoro or wherever the hell
that Nagano.
Was. Nagano, yeah, thank you.
It's in Japan.
Japan. So that was this our worst showing since then, which wow. I think was in the 80s.
That's embarrassing. As well the 90s. As, it's like 98.
Yeah, we are not this Nordic country. So like they put out like as many athletes like we do in the Summer Olympics. Like the top six swimmers, you know, are most of the time like predominantly American. Like the top cross-country skiers this year are predominantly the Nordic, you know, folk. I don't know if it's Sweden or Norway.
Norway
is
really good at the men's skiing events, good. Too.
Yeah.
They're winning, like, we'll one and two.
And Netherlands is doing the same. So, like, we're not really as competitive, and it does suck. But
the Germans
the time,
are up there.
But, yeah, God,
we're still in it with curling, surprisingly. After the perfect throw of the rock, we got a tie-breaking. We got to beat Great Britain tomorrow. And if we win that, then we are in line
if
for
we can't
the
meet the Brits, I'm done.
I mean, I got a classic 1776 feel over here. I mean, I feel like we're going to take it home. I mean, if it's throwing rocks or shooting them, we're fucking better at the better than the Brits at it. So.
Yeah, as long as it's not kicking a soccer ball.
Yeah, that's true. As long as you don't have to kick the rock around.
Yeah.
That's fair. What's it called? Yeah, so I'm cheering for the Yanks. Hopefully they can knock out those tea-drinking, freaky-teeth-looking bastards.
Sons of bitches.
Shout out to our 1% of our listeners who happen to be in Great Britain. This is just fun animosity here. But yeah, so we aren't very good at very many sports, but at the same time, it is nice being slightly competitive in something as lackadaisical.
I just thought we were way better than this.
You know, this has been...
God, I thought we were better than this.
I'm actually tuned out of the Olympics at this point. Because...
So, hey, we're not going to win? Okay, so I'm done.
Yeah, we don't have a downhill race.
Pretty much America's attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... If we're not good, I didn't care anyway. So.
I mean, the figure skating guy, like, he was supposed to be so good, and he fell, like, every single jump he did. Like, how nervous can you be?
Adam Rippon?
I know the other guy, Kwan. Or, yeah, Nathan Kwan.
Chan.
He's 18.
Nathan Chan, whatever.
What's it called? I don't know. I didn't watch him as well, but I did watch the brother-sister duo. They get a little perverse. They, like, he tosses her, like, muff right into his face, and it's, like, brother-sister combination. It gets pretty fucking intense. I'll pull up some pictures of it.
No,
I swear.
I'm good.
Well, I mean, it's not like actually like
I haven't watched any of the ice skating, and I don't really care about the ice skating. It's the worst.
Ice skating is similar, or figure skating, whatever you want to call it.
The worst part of the Olympics
is the what? Gymnastics of the winter sports. You know how like everyone's captivated by it 4 years at a time. Like everyone gives a shit about our the Fab Five or whatever they were called this year or 2 years ago. And this year, you know, like we were all fascinated with Rippon and the girl that did the three triple axles in a row.
Who did that?
Her name was like Maya Shubanti.
Did she win?
She got us the bronze with that.
Oh, bronze.
Yeah,
yeah.
I need to make sure I speak.
Ooh, got us that bronze. We're not surviving without that bronze.
Hey, it brings our total medal count up.
Yeah, I mean, who cares at this point? You know, like
I don't like to hear that.
We're getting embarrassed.
Y'all's heads out
we're getting
here.
Embarrassed. God, all these
that's
countries.
Not the American spirit. The American spirit is to fucking take the punch and get up and beat the shit out of them. Let's go.
We're used to being on top so we can smug everybody else and just laugh at everyone. And now that I'm defeated.
I'm mad. Like,
it's not over yet, guys. We still have 3 days to get make up 17 medals.
It's over. We're coming in like
it
not
was
top
bad.
Three.
Like I would watch Skeleton
which
and Luge.
Even in our fucking vocabulary.
Yeah, what is this? We should not show up next time
unless it's your fifth or sixth beer.
We should just quit the Olympics. Maybe that's my way to fix the next Olympics.
That's a classic Pierce mentality.
We're done. We're done. Bye. See you later. We'll do the summer, but we're not good enough to do
winter.
We boycotted
this one, even though South Korea is an ally of ours. We was like, "Yeah, it's too close to North Korea. I'm not getting involved."
Well, Trump
that is not
Trump.
The method. Well, y'all sound like a bunch of losers.
Trump should have been like,
"What?
You're not letting Russia in? You're not letting in the Russians? We're not coming."
Bullshit. We're not losers. We're just not the best at all of these things. I'm not mad that we're not the best at the biathlon. That's where you have to race 10,000 meters and shoot five targets with an airsoft rifle.
It's not.
I'm okay that no Americans are out there doing that.
We've
to
never
a point
won.
Where
yeah,
that,
that has
we've,
nothing to do with it. But, what has everything to do with it is that our short track people are underperforming. Our figure skaters are underperforming.
I'm mad about
his
luge. I want to see luge because we're not even competitive in
luge. We got got a silver and
no,
luge.
No,
have
like
you watched
skeleton,
the Olympics?
Excuse me, skeleton. I get them confused. I get them confused.
Is already over. We
yeah,
did
I know.
Not do
I know.
Well in that.
And then like in the bobsled, both two man and four man, we're like in 13th place.
Well, like I told you, we had a good bobsledder, but he died in his sleep. His name was like Steve something or another. Steve Holcomb. I'm pretty sure that was his name, but anyway, so like they're probably like grieving over that. That was just that was like this summer, I think. So the bobsled program is probably on a downswing right now.
He was our best driver in
we
history.
All of our
yeah,
all of our sleds to
all
that.
To Steve, and then like Steve, all of, then God was
sleep
like
apnea.
Yeah, and like boom, see you later.
That
Who
is
knows,
disappointing.
Man? It is. It's sad, but that's you know like there's a reason why we're losing some things.
Okay, well, at least we have a just cause, because I was watching one of those the other night, and I was like, oh, that was a pretty good run. And then it pops up, and it
he
says we're 13th, and I'm like, oh, fuck
yeah.
Me.
Yeah. He did the T-Man as well. Did y'all see the T-Man bobsled ended in a tie?
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Canada and Germany tied. And
what decimal heat. System do they go up to for seconds?
0.01, so whatever that is.
Hundredths of a second.
And they were like... Dude, it was nuts. It's four runs, 3 miles of bobsledding, and they tied. Canada had won one other gold medal. It was in like 94 or something like that, and they also tied in that one. Can you fucking believe that shit? 2 for 2, both ties. Unfucking believable.
That is kind of interesting. I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah.
I don't know what the likelihood of that. You know, it's like, do I have a better chance of hitting a 7-game parlay or 2 teams tying and 3-mile track, you know?
Tie what? Yeah, like it's insane, dude. I can't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was in awe. So, some great Olympics the other day. Y'all are missing out on a lot of these Olympics at work. It's all right.
I don't know who you're talking to. We have televisions going at work, so I'm okay.
You didn't see this bobsled. You didn't know about that. Did you?
I did know about the bobsled. I was watching the two man. That's when we weren't competitive.
Well,
I just had my verbiage screen.
If you've got the NBC app, then you can watch any sport you
don't
want.
Don't give free plugs. They aren't paying us anymore. You know we're pro CBS guys.
Oh, well.
I'm just kidding. I see the
Masters. No, dude, they got rid of Vern.
What? No, Vern's still
Vern got
the
rid
Masters.
Of himself for basketball.
But
or for
CBS,
basketball
yeah,
and
no,
football.
They did fucking make you, him retire from
they
basketball.
Pretty much,
they need
pretty
to make
much
Gary Jordan.
Everybody thought about that Vern was the problem, and then they're left with Gary fucking Danielson.
Yeah, Gary's always been the problem.
Who was my former silver medalist.
Vern was just kind of dumb. But yeah, I mean, we can do that. We can do that. I mean, long story short, the Olympics have been an epic disappointment. America's just not being America. We're acting like fucking Mexico or something.
Well, no.
They don't have anybody there. How poor
they
are
that's
they?
That's true. They had
wait,
one person.
About,
yeah,
the cross country
yeah.
finished in dead last by like 30 minutes.
But he was probably trying to win.
They gave him a hero's welcome.
He was
like,
flying his flag when he came
on
in.
On everybody's
like
shoulders.
That. Yeah, it was
and
like
he was Mexican?
And he was dead last.
God, I wish
by
I would have seen
minutes.
That. Yeah, but see, he was probably trying there. Like, he was probably
yeah,
giving
probably
it his all.
He probably tried the hardest out there.
Hell yeah.
He wasn't like that.
It's an honor to be out there. That's what I'm saying. You don't just cancel. You got to go out there, even if you know you're not
going to. For other countries, yes, you can celebrate being in the Olympics. In
what
America,
do y'all do for soccer? Are you pissed? I mean, yeah, you knew we weren't the best team in the world in soccer.
Oh yeah,
who gives a shit?
Think
we're
about
not
it.
In the world,
dude. No, when we made the whatever final quarterfinals, whatever it was, when we got out of the bracket, that was fun shit.
Yeah, just be glad that we have someone like on the first.
But
page.
That's something we know we're inferior at. We
you should
know
we're inferior against Sven and Hin of Thorn
why?
And Bjorn.
We've won medal counts in the past in the Olympics, in the Winter Olympics.
I think you are right. We lose the short track. I think that's something like we had the Apollo Anton Onos of the world. But for the most part, like I figure we're still competitive. Like we steal all the X Game events, like anything that's an X Game event, like
snowboarding
or free skating.
Which they just added to the Olympics 20 years ago or whatever it was.
Well, yeah, otherwise it would be 8 events and I would say cancel the fucking Winter Olympics. Nobody actually wants to watch biathlon. We watch it because it's in between curling and
skating. Everybody wants to watch biathlon. Biathlon's awesome, dude. I've been watching the shit. Biathlon the other day was a photo finish and the 5-meter mass start. They all started at the same time.
5K?
Anyway, well, I don't fucking know. I don't think it was K. I think it was 15 meters. Some shit like that. I don't
that's
do
math. 40. That's like 40 yards.
No, yeah. It's not.
Meters aren't that big, 15. Brother.
Was a meter like a foot?
A meter's a
lot. I don't know.
Like
I don't,
a,
look, I don't do metrics stop. And I don't
let's just
do
stop.
Math.
Let's just stop
all
yeah.
right.
Metrics
so, anyway,
sucks.
Like I said, yeah. The biathlon was fucking dope. These dudes almost tied. They lunged at the finish line, and this dude won by half a boot. The announcer went nuts.
So I've wondered that too. Like, yeah, especially on the downhill, like when you do the big air, where do they mark it? The front of the toe? Is that where it is?
What do you mean? In the
like,
big
how do you know who crosses the line? Like, you know, when you're doing the big jumps, where do they end? Like, you know, like, is it the front of your skis? Because you could just have weird long skis. If that's
what are you talking about? The cross country?
No, I'm just talking about in any of these things where you do jump. When you do the jump.
Or anything where.
Yeah, like, where do they start measuring? Skis on. Where do you measure it from?
But measure what from?
Like the finish. Do you do the top of the ski or
the
your
ski
actual
jump?
Foot?
It measures where the front of their ski touches. The like boot? They're jumping down the hill. No. Just the front of their
we're
ski.
We're talking different. Now we're getting.
In the cross country, it did the boot for some reason. Right. It wasn't the front of the ski. It was the front of the boot that counted.
Gotcha.
There I don't know why. That's why I said it specifically. Yeah. Okay. Half a boot.
That's why I wasn't sure what they if they were all the same or if they all went by the same like front of the boot like you had showed. I wasn't sure.
But skiing, yeah, it's never a thing. There's no ski racing where you're racing side by side. There's snowboard like that, but yeah.
True.
There's no skis like that. So anyway.
All right.
Our podium.
There we go. Yeah. Well, let's move on to the podium.
We announced it forever ago, and then
the podium is going to be sports scandals. So, yeah, we did go on a long tangent there. I'll go ahead and Pierce, you want to start this party? Sports scandal, player or team related?
Yeah.
Any kind of
sports scandal overall. All right, bronze medal. Y'all remember a little guy named Danny Almonte?
Yeah.
Started 3 games at the Little League World Series. He faced 72 batters and struck out 62 of them. Struck out 62 of them. Not just like got them fucking out, but like struck them out. Threw a perfect game. Everybody made a huge deal out of it. Turns out kid was like 3 years older than he should have been. He's supposed to be 12. He was like 14 and a half. Shocker, right?
I do remember that. But nowadays, if you look at these kids, they all look like, I mean... Some of them
this
literally
kid.
Are huge, but yeah, I do remember that he was a dominant. He was dominant.
Dude, absolutely. He's Sports Center.
They call, yeah, they called
him more attention than Mississippi State baseball coach.
Yeah. That is fact. Like he killed it. But I was just like, now they all look like they could do that.
Yeah,
too.
They called him the little unit because he was like Randy Johnson, just mowing motherfuckers down.
They
anyway.
Kept that little comparison down there at the bottom. It'd be like 63 miles per hour for him.
Yeah, he was.
It equates to 128 in the pros.
He was
they
throwing,
thought he was younger.
He was throwing 77 or 79 miles an hour from. What is it? Major League at 60 feet. It was like, I forget what their conversion is. But anyway, yeah, he's throwing like 112 miles an hour. Like his fastballs were off the chart. Like the Major League equivalent of like 115. No big deal. Yeah, he's 12.
That's a great one.
Silver medal, Rick fucking Pitino. We talked about this legend earlier. I mean, Rick, though, like, Rick's actually accomplished a bunch of shit. Unlike Danny, he's the only coach to ever win 2 national titles. And one national title at 2 different schools. So, you know, he's got that going for him. Can't take it. Well, does he anymore?
You can't take it away from him.
But like we said earlier, you can't.
Who cares?
No one can disremember the game.
Yeah, he's still that guy, and he's still the same guy that banged a chick on the table at his restaurant, and then had the sex scandal,
got her pregnant,
all that jazz. Had the sex scandal with his players. Had the whole FBI thing. Like their program is going down in fucking flames as we speak.
This guy's a pro at scandals.
Like I mean, like
and then
like,
had the audacity to sue the university for the money he didn't get for being released.
Like, and that's really what I was thinking. Like when I thought of all that, I was like, holy shit! Like this is sports scandals. Rick has like 12 different ones going at the same time. Really, he should be the gold, and no one should beat him. But I mean. You know, it's all kind of one scandal. Like, Rick's a piece of shit. Like, that's the scandal here. Is that we trusted Rick this long to be our public eye, yada, yada, yada. So, Rick's going to be at silver. I think he's a great spot. Gold, I mean, I think this guy's a total piece of shit as well. But he did a lot of good. Lance Armstrong. So, I mean, y'all are telling me this cancer survivor won 7 straight Tour de France and he wasn't cheating at all?
Well,
you want to believe that, don't you? Like, everybody wanted to fucking believe that.
I think he was the
shit.
Only person in the world that believed that.
Well, yeah. No, I think a lot of people...
He was doing some really elaborate shit,
I mean, super like, fucking elaborate.
Like blood transfusion. Blood transfusion.
Wait, I thought we were talking about the denied. He was, that too. He was suing people.
Yeah.
Doing everything.
Seven
shaming
straight,
people for accusing him of doing
yeah, that. Yeah, like, I mean, just the most ridiculous shit in the world. But at the same time, he
it's
raised
a level
millions
it's
and
a level
millions and millions and millions of dollars for cancer research. He did a lot of good.
And who isn't doping
in cycling? Yeah, everyone was. Even the
Have
guy
that
came
video?
After Lance was cycling, Floyd Landis. That yeah. guy was fucking doping like a motherfucker. And he did the same shit. Oh, I'm not doing that. Oh, golly gee.
Deny
but yeah, Lance.
Until you die.
There was a great documentary on that.
Oh, it's Lance?
Cool. It's just the whole doping.
Or Landis. Oh, I'd like to check that out.
Well, they also have a mockumentary.
Yes, they do.
On HBO. Which is
really yeah. I have heard of that.
Channing Tatum in them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my...
Or no, John Cena.
Yeah, John Eggs. I was trying to think of the big dude.
That is... yeah, that's my podium. That's
a strong
it.
Podium, man.
That's
good
it.
I laughed a lot on that last one, too. All right, Phil, well, you lead the way.
All right. Bronze are the good old Tim Donaghy.
Ooh.
Not a player, not a coach, a referee, which shockingly is not more prevalent. I mean...
I bet it happens all the
well,
time.
Sure,
we
but,
just don't know about it.
Yeah.
Changing the outcome of the game should have been it was a pretty big thing, and I don't know if they like what they did to combat it or like to take steps.
It was
to
working
sure.
for the fucking mafia.
I know, but his story is so goddamn cool. Like yeah. he was hedging games for the mafia, like you see and hear about. Like you hear about these teams in the '70s that were throwing games. I think I watched a 30 for 30 on it.
Yeah,
it had
some
a bunch of old
like
wise
Boston
guys.
College.
Yeah, like I think there's some crazy ones about that. I've read an article or two. But this one was nuts because it was in the modern day. And I'm like, the mafia's still real.
Yeah.
This guy's hedging NBA games or dictating the end of them because he's in their pocket.
Yeah. And how easy is that? I mean,
so easy.
God, you just got to blow that little
because,
whistle.
Like,
you
NBA,
got
even the referees that aren't on the payroll, like, just call fouls whenever the fuck they feel like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can
like,
call a foul.
Yeah, I haven't called a foul in 5 minutes. Let me just call one right here real
Pretty
quick.
Much any trip down the court in the NBA, you can blow the whistle for something.
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely.
Completely justified. And I don't even think, like, most of the time, unless it's, like, near the end of the game, players don't even give a shit. Like, in the first half, they get a foul called on them. They're just like, yeah, whatever,
yeah.
man. You know, they probably say fuck you or something to the guy. But, like, they don't give a shit, you know? It's like, but that's definitely true. Anyway.
Silver. I don't know what my obsession with bringing up this woman's name is, but y'all missed it. She was in my podium last week, which never aired. Tonya Harding.
Tonya!
You
why?
I said that last week, and I had to do a little research, and she was on there for, like, Best Olympians was the theme last week. This one, I feel like she's
no,
a little bit better.
No, most memorable one. Olympians.
Whatever. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but no, y'all didn't ever hear that one.
Yeah.
This one, I feel like she's a lot more appropriately
placed. This is a true scandal.
This
I was mean,
a great
straight
one.
Up.
And seeing as it's Olympic season, I love how you merged a real podium into that.
Of course.
That's well, if I was a Chopped chef, I would compliment you on blending
oh,
the
dude.
Four baskets.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
That's well done.
Hold on a second. You watch Chopped?
A lot.
I just started watching it lately. And I mean, I'll start an episode and like I won't really pay attention again until the end. But I'm actually kind of a fan. I never watch much Food Network stuff.
Yeah, competition.
But I watch so much
I
shitty reality TV that I figured I might as well check some shit out. And I started watching some Chopped. Anyway, quick aside there.
Speaking
well,
of,
we were talking
make
about
sure we get
Tonya.
Make sure we get a survivor pool going.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. Phil's being really standoffish saying he doesn't want
to
watch it, but
let's
he's
get back
he's
to
gonna
the
get
podium.
People.
That was a strong
but Tonya,
silver.
But we since we didn't even get this cool shit on Tonya last week, if you'll watch, yeah, if you've seen
yeah.
I, Tonya or if you've seen the Dateline thing, this isn't news to
well,
you. But
she never accomplished anything in the Olympics.
No, she never did.
And she's probably
she
the
won
most
a world championship.
Known winter Olympic athlete of all time.
She won that weekend that Nancy Kerrigan got hurt, though. That was the one world
yeah,
championship.
No, she did
that
some
she'd
shit
won.
Outside of the Olympics. She's
yeah.
accomplished, but not
yeah.
as an Olympian.
No, yeah, not as an Olympian at all. And
no,
then,
but,
like,
but she's an accomplished scandal artist.
Yeah,
oh,
she
huge.
Is. That's a great one.
And
it's
she
great.
Admitted during
and
that
it's a
date.
Olympian
she admitted yeah, during the Dateline thing that she overheard her boyfriend and that dude talking about hitting someone. But
yeah.
she says she claims she doesn't know who. Like, hey, no shit, bitch. It's going to be Nancy Kerrigan. Duh. Tonya, come on. Nobody's buying your bullshit. Just fucking write a book already.
I think she's gotten what she's going to get out of that.
Yeah, that man. Yeah.
After this movie, I don't think there's. I think she's peaked.
Yeah, okay. She should be gone after this. Well, like, we shouldn't have to see her again.
I don't mind seeing her though, because I mean, I'm not Nancy Kerrigan, so I don't have a. I don't. Not that I don't have a problem with it. It's pretty messed up, but I mean, she didn't actually.
Side note: the movie her mom made it seem like she and Nancy Kerrigan was actually friends.
Yeah, and that wasn't true though. They churched that up a lot. That was, and like I think she tried to claim that too in the Dateline thing, and Nancy and having that bullshit.
Yeah, well, you know, usually proper young women don't associate with
trailer trash. Yeah, hey,
it's fair. That's fair calls too.
All right, and the gold, my good old friend Pete Rose.
There you go. There you go. As you know, I'm a big gambler, so I approve of this gold medal. That's well played.
I fucking love Pete.
The dude took Deny Till You Die almost to its limit and, you know, disgraced himself multiple times.
Pete's going down with the now, ship.
This scandal it lasted 30, 40, 30 years.
Yeah.
Now, just to get off the scandal topic, yes, the dude deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Yes, he's probably one of the top five greatest baseball players of all time, but he's a top five piece of shit as well.
Yeah, but he gambled on his team as a manager.
Well,
big whoop.
What are you talking about?
Want to fight about? Who cares? He always bet on them to win.
You believe that?
I mean,
you believe anything that comes out of that dude's mouth?
No. I'd have been betting on my team to lose and pitching the worst goddamn motherfucker. Just getting
but all you need to do out. Is...
That's on the same level as Tim Donaghy here. I mean, yeah. I'm, that's a very pro gambling.
I'd have been doing.
We're taking
overs.
Fucking sort of, I fade my team all the time. What are you fucking talking about? This isn't nothing new.
I mean, can you imagine happiness hedging at the big league level? Like, bet against your team, and then if you win, it's great. Yeah. If you don't, well, at least I won some money. Not paying me enough around here in Cleveland. That'd have been like a real Cincinnati. Lou move from Major League. I could see Lou. I can't believe they didn't have him betting on the team.
Yeah.
The big red machine. I mean, do you think he was doing
Ed Marge Schott running the show? Y'all remember that woman?
That's a scandal.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. She was super racist. I shouldn't give her any pubs. But shocker, right?
91-year-old woman that owns a baseball team. I imagine she had some things to say.
She's been through it. She'd seen it, you know.
Sure. Well, Phil, let's a pretty strong podium. My podium is pretty strong as well, but it's starting off with a good old-fashioned murder. Give me Ray Lewis.
Oh, man.
Gets away with the murder, goes on trial for whatever, like obstruction of justice and everything else. Doesn't get charged or comes back not guilty.
Did he miss any time in that?
No, I don't think he missed a game. They came back and won the Super Bowl right that same season after his trial in the summer. So shout out to Ray Lewis. That's a strong bronze.
And a year later, he's on the cover of Madden.
Yeah, and then shortly after, he's on ESPN, and then he gets a gold jacket this year. So
yeah, Disney's like, oh yeah, it's cool. You killed somebody. We'll pay you a bunch of money. Are you fucking serious?
Then disposed of the weapon, then maybe didn't see nothing.
Ray, if you want to come on the podcast.
Yeah, Ray, we know you're listening. If you want to defend yourself.
We'll take that chance with our lives.
Yes, yeah. I will.
I don't want to sit in the same room with you, but if you can call in, it'd be great.
Well, speaking of murder... I'm going to go ahead and move on to my silver. I got old Juices Loose O.J. Simpson. And I bet you're wondering, why is that not gold?
It's like a two-part scandal.
I mean, I know Phil threw out a 90s scandal as well, but, I mean, that 90s scandal with that white Bronco, there's not very many things that trump that. So
that white Bronco gripped the nation. That trial. I mean,
I think they stopped the Monday Night Football game for it or Sunday Football for it, didn't they?
Yeah, they totally broke in. I remember Al Michaels being like, we're going to cut to this. And yeah.
No, it was the NBA Finals.
It was NBA Finals. That's right. Houston.
The Houston Knicks.
Yeah, man. So.
And then it was like the biggest conundrum ever. Like, are we really going to cut away from the NBA Finals to show a car chase?
I couldn't remember what sport it was.
Everyone watched that shit. Everybody remembers that shit. I remember, like, we watched The Verdict in school. Like, it was a huge fucking deal. Like,
I mean, it's fucking insane.
Shout out to OJ. I know you're out of jail now, so you got your iPhone. You're listening.
Juice, you're loose. Come on the show.
Come on the show.
We love it. Another chance we'll take with our lives.
Yeah. I will sit in the same room as OJ Simpson.
I'll sit in the room with all these people. What are you talking about?
I will with Ray, too. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Ray, come on.
We didn't mean any offense, Ray. Come on and come
get it. I thought I might have offended Ray a minute ago. That's why I said I didn't want to be in the room.
I think he's heard it all. Yeah, I think he's heard it all.
Come sit in the studio with us. Let's chat.
I mean, y'all, he killed somebody.
Well, let's talk about the next one. And I blame this
Aaron Hernandez, right?
Oh, man, I forgot about that. That would have been a good one.
I mean, that guy played football after.
I should have gone pure mirror.
You can blame it on CTE.
Let me tell you, that is an honorable mention. But my gold is Elin Woods when she ruined the best golf life of the world.
Elin Woods.
Elin is the gold medalist here. She is the sports scandal. She's the one that threw the club through Tiger's windshield, that calls this whole unraveling of a great golfer's life. So
she's the one
Elin
that forced him into sex addiction.
I mean, she did it. So obviously, I'm going to give it to my boy Tiger. And it'll just kind of preface or segue into our final section with Tiger at the Honda and last week at the Genesis. But Tiger's, I mean, have you ever seen a fall from grace like that? I mean,
no,
I'm still
picking
up the pieces. It's killing me.
There's been bigger falls from grace, but actually remaining in the spotlight while you are just disgraceful and sucking at your sport that you were once dominant. Yeah, no.
It just kept getting worse and worse. It started off
because
with like two girls, and then it was like the next thing you know, girls were sending messages about how he pisses on them.
They said, it was like 11 girls.
And then it's a Perkins waitress that's like a hard six, maybe even a soft six and a hard five. Like,
was the Perkins waitress at the FedEx St. Jude? I've only seen Perkins in Memphis. And then like maybe in Oklahoma.
I think Ohio has
some. Yeah, it's next to a lot of, it's off a lot of just beaten interstates.
I think Bob Evans takes over. Over for Perkins. No, they did have a Perkins in Columbus. Holy shit.
Yeah, but shout out to the one and only goat. Tiger's my gold. And from there, I guess we'll talk about the next gold. Let's see if he can win this weekend at the Bear Trap Honda Open.
How can he win? Can he make the fucking cut?
That is true.
Let's worry about him getting to the weekend. That question needs to be put to rest. Can he win?
Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
But one thing,
maybe one day.
I think he hit more fairways
this week.
When
he makes a cut,
he didn't use the driver as often. But then it turned out his irons were sucking, so he went to the driver, and the driver was hitting. It was like bizarro world.
That's normally what happens.
He doesn't look ready to win a tournament. Phil said that he needs to even win because he's trying to get ready for Augusta in April. So it's like you got to have some momentum. Like
well,
he
Phil,
needs like a top ten.
We probably need to stop asking the question if Phil can win. Because, I mean,
Phil looks like he's playing good golf. At the same time, does he match up? He's just gunning for that one coveted U.S. Open for the career Grand Slam. I mean, I know he would love another Masters jacket. Don't get me wrong. But, like, that's what he needs to focus on. He needs to get win at Shinnecock.
You know what he should do for the U.S. Open? He should get that guy from Happy Gilmore, the jackass guy.
Jackass!
You jackass! And just, seven or eight of those guys just to fuck around the studs, the leaders.
Jackass!
You know, really getting their fucking heads.
Jackass!
Take them down and then Phil rides to the top.
He's been
jackass.
I mean, he's been top five or six the last three tournaments.
So he's only got to take out a couple of dudes.
Yeah.
Just get a couple of those jackass guys.
Jackass.
He's good as gold.
Jackass.
So I'm glad that last week's didn't air because you didn't hear me say Tiger would make the cut and then go top 20 because
you did now.
Yeah, now you did.
Jackass.
I said it last week in an article.
Jackass.
As well.
I got to find that.
Jackass.
All right.
I'll be able to find it. Yeah, there's gonna be like 17 more in there. Fucking wait till I find that clip.
Jackass.
But
jackass.
We have to find a new producer.
Jackass.
Yeah, jackass. Okay. All right. Anyway.
All right. So he didn't play well last week. So we're gonna try to go ahead and see if he can just make the cut. We'll take smaller steps. I got a little excited after
guessing the brakes a little bit on LT Gray.
Yeah. So let's see if we can make. Let's get back to making the cut. We are back in Florida on the East Coast. So that's nice.
You should send him a Perkins gift card and see if that kickstarts anything.
You know, I'm not going to antagonize him. I'm just going to, you know, I know you're listening. Good luck.
He's single. It's
make
not,
the cut,
it's not
top,
antagonizing.
Just make top 40. We're
he
not
might
asking
go
for
back
him.
To sex rehab if he has a sex with the Perkins.
But see,
waitress.
If he has sex with a bunch of chicks, maybe he wins a bunch of tournaments.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the logical.
But if he starts eating pills again, he could get arrested again. So it's a very slippery slope.
Obviously, this Tiger's
name. You think so?
He went to sex. His latest scandal. Well, yeah. He's got multiple scandals.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm worried about the second scandal if he has the first one.
To manage his
pain or his medication dosage. It wasn't to like get off of pills. It was to manage his pills.
Yeah. So he's just taking them, but he's just taking them under,
taking
like,
them more responsibly.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad to know that. Okay.
Which is just another bullshit rehab. Yes,
I'm just worried about the sex addiction now.
I'm saying let's send him to Perkins. And he'll win the PGA championship if he starts eating at Perkins again.
Got it.
Shout out to Perkins.
The new official sponsor of this podcast.
We got great desserts.
That sounds so gross. But again, we do appreciate y'all tuning in. No, just Perkins in general.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Thanks for tuning in this week. Don't forget to go subscribe, rate, and review 5 stars. Let us know what you think.
Better fucking do 5 stars. Check out the website. There's this half-pipe chick that I'm really pissed off at and feel like she's making a mockery of the Olympics.
Yeah,
Check it out.
Yeah, go to the website. Really upset with her. Got some new shirts and new articles are going up every day.
Tons of content.
Yeah, content.
None by me.
Hashsports.com. And then shout out to our boys at Shinesty and DestinationDraft.com. We appreciate y'all. Thanks again.
Who Bye. That? Who that?
Hail State-ish.
Rebs.